In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. 42 cents. More precisely, 42 cents a week. That was the cost of a subscription to the afternoon paper in this town when we had an afternoon paper. And I know, because I had a paper route. And it was up on the west side and around College Street. A lot of 2 and 3 decker homes up there and lower Grand View. The people weren't wealthy, but, you know, it was a bustling, noisy neighborhood. And Thursdays was collection day. And I would take my 12-year-old self up to each door on my paper route, collecting, and I'd get my 42 cents. That's how it worked. One, it had to be summer because the screen doors were on all the homes, and they were wide open. Nobody could afford air conditioning at that time. And I tromped up around the back of a 3-family house, up 3 flights. There was a lot of noise, a ruckus, going through the screen door. And you know what was going on? It was like a husband-wife having this, like, big slam-bang marriage argument. But business is business. Collecting. And they looked at me with like blood in their eyes, both of them. So I said, but if it's a bad time, I could come back. You know, what we wandered into. When Ken read that letter from Galatians, was one of the family fights of early Christianity. You know, if you read the Acts of the Apostles, let me see, you pick up lines like this. And the brothers were of one mind and one heart, and the Lord added daily to the number of believers who were being saved. That's like a family album. Picture of early Christianity. You know, everybody's dressed up, we're in our Sunday finest, and everybody's smiling, and snap, there it goes. And that's what kind of what got held in memory. But when you read Galatians, then you get a feel for how things really work. Like, let's face it, if you get past the introduction, hello, how are you? I'm Paul. And in the first paragraph after that, you find out, and cursed be the one who says anything different. You're in the middle of a family fight. Okay? So what was the fight about? And, you know, maybe give you a little background on this. You see, Christianity 101, like fundamental Christianity, was a Jerusalem kind of event. Those who embraced Jesus as Lord and Messiah were from the Jewish faith. They were observers of the Jewish law. They considered themselves members of the temple. They went there daily. Paul had a different story, something different in mind, that the followers, those who embraced Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord from Asia Minor, from Greece, what is now Turkey, they didn't need to become Jews first. Well, not too long after he left Galatia, some of the good God-fearing representatives from the community at Jerusalem showed up. And what they informed the people in Galatia, those good souls did, is they said, did you want to follow Jesus perfectly? Did you want to take after and live as Jesus lived? Then we have the way for you to do that. You start with being circumcised, and then you follow the practices of the Mosaic Law, as Jesus did. To embrace Jesus means to do what Jesus did. Does this sound good? Does this sound appealing? We've got a way to follow Jesus that is presumably closer than we've ever done before. when Paul found out about it, he pitched a fit. And it's all in that first paragraph. And he keeps going. He doesn't shut up. And here's his point of view. He said, Jesus was born under the law to come and save those who were under the law. If the law itself offered the means to bring us into the communion with God that Jesus had in mind, then his death would have been unnecessary. If the law could do it, what was the cross of Jesus Christ about? That's the first argument. He follows that up with, listen, the patriarchs, anybody remember the patriarchs? Anybody remember Abraham? Isaac, Jacob, our beloved patriarchs? They received God's promise, called into intimate relationship with God, and they did so centuries and centuries and centuries before the law was ever given. How's that sound? Pretty compelling? So on they go. But you know, I guess the take-home message for us is this. When anybody kind of comes to your door, knocks on your door and says, listen, we've discovered the closer way to following Jesus than was possible before. We have this insight into the perfect community life of the early church. The perfect life of the early church didn't exist. It was a rambunctious community subject to change and argumentation and family fights. Yeah, family fights. So, how do we go forward then? It's this. Families are called not to agreement. Families are called to understanding. If you go down the list of the Holy Spirit, you will find, listed among those gifts of the Holy Spirit, you will find understanding listed. You won't find agreement. And the challenge for each and every one of us is to move forward in our daily life, both within our church community and outside our church community, to be reconcilers. And the special gift of reconcilers is that you can embrace with understanding and get to understanding even those with whom you do not share agreement. We only love those who agree with us. We get a very balkanized church. We get a very balkanized society. That each and every one of us is a precious member of God's family, treasured by God. Let's meet there. Let's meet there. Let's understand that. And the need for agreement falls far, far away. So now, you know what I know. And it didn't cost you 42 cents.